side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh, I can't see. I can't see. What's the matter? I got my eyes closed.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
See, that was good comedy. That's back when comedy was. I can't see. I've got my eyes closed.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, when they did it, it was funny. Come on, nobody else could do it and be funny. Hey, Bob. Yeah, Jim. I can't see. Why not? I got my eyes closed. You just say it. It's two people. It's not that funny. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Large Morning Show. In the afternoon, the last time we were together, the last time we spoke, it was Thursday. It was Thursday, the 4th of June. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, it's the 3rd of June.
Oh, that's right. That's the 3rd of June. I'm sorry. And I was about to leave you and not speak with you again till today. What you didn't know, and I didn't want to make a big deal out of it, was that I was deeply concerned. These guys could see it. I was concerned that we might never see each other again. Not because I had been told I would be terminated or been told I had a, you know, terminal illness, but because I knew, well, I didn't know whether or not my body would withstand the rigors of an anniversary night.
Mm.
Knowing the heightened level of sexual desire that my wife has very gradually over these years acquired. I don't know what happened. I'm assuming this is the case in every marriage, that the longer you're married, the more they want it, the more they want it. Pion, you've been married 5 years?
I can only imagine.
So you can already see it escalating.
40-something years.
You can see it
escalating. Yeah.
So what I did, and I think very wisely, is I sought out a specialist, a doctor. And he is a doctor who specializes in sexual exhaustion.
Hmm.
Because what I didn't want to do, I didn't want to have a heart attack. Although they go, hey, what a way to go. But you're with your wife, for goodness sakes. I mean, if you, that's going to happen, you want it to be with, you know, Playmate of the Year. So.
Right.
I didn't want a heart attack. I didn't want to have a stroke. I didn't want to burst anything. I don't even really know what that means. It's just, it seems like you could burst something or break something. And in short, I wanted to be able to keep up with my wife. So I sought out a doctor, and I had like 2-3 days before that been Googling, sex research, sexual exhaustion research, heightened sexual desires from married women, how to deal. And I told you I'd been taking a bunch of vitamins.
Right.
I quadrupled my Centrum Silver, and then I was packing, you know, the blue pills. I thought, I'm ready to go, but what if? What if this just makes me seem like I'm able to do things that I can't and perform in a way that I can't? So I'd like to introduce, and I want to thank him publicly. He's on the phone now. He is the head of research. He's the head of sexual exhaustion research at the University of Alberta, Alberta, Canada. But he doesn't live in Canada. He's working as a consultant with them. In the United States, he is a highly recognized sex researcher, especially in the field of male sexual exhaustion due to heightened sexual desires of married women. Dr. Thomas Nottingham. Doctor, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Doctor, first of all, I want to thank you because when I contacted you, you were nice enough to get me in to see me. And I didn't tell you guys this. I have a chip implanted in me.
No.
Really?
You can't see it. It's like those dog chips, the animal
like
chips.
Like right under your skin or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, it's right under the skin, a subdermal, I believe they call it, doctor.
Yes.
And it's a sexual exhaustion monitoring electronic notifier, or S-E-M-E-N, a sexual exhaustion monitoring electronic notifier. S-E-M-E-N, they call it. And I'm wearing it now, and it is right now transmitting information. This technology today.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, Dan.
It is.
It's transmitting to the doctor the things he wants to know that he thinks are important. Blood circulation after this anniversary weekend. Heart rate, breathing, blood flow. Doctor, you can tell how my pupils are dilated from right where you sit on your iPad. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's a good thing we did this. I'll tell you, you have exceeded most limits of people, I can tell you that. And it's a very good thing that we monitored this the whole way because, I mean, you were very close to...
I was close to total, what? Death?
Total exhaustion, and if not, being like, overcome past... passing out and
overcome just, is a good word, I believe.
Yeah. Well,
Dan, I'm sorry. Do you have something for the doctor?
I can't remember.
I'm only laughing because I'm happy. I'm
well,
so
you
happy.
You must have had one remarkable weekend.
Well, doctor, without getting too personal, because you don't know my wife, but I'm starting to wonder. If this is typical, and you could tell me because you're a sex researcher, is this the new norm that married women cannot get enough? Is this what's happening?
Oh, no. No, I think your wife is unique.
And really?
I'll tell you another thing that's really unusual is we can monitor the responses that measure whether or not you're even thinking about sex. You know, am I still thinking I had so much sex? Am I still thinking about... You are still off the charts. You must... like every 45, 50 seconds.
And think about it right now. Since you mentioned it, I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about sex.
Now, he showed me on the iPad. It's kind of like one of those lie detect polygraph things. It's got a bunch of needles, and most people can't read it. But he can look at that, and he knows which zigzag lines mean, ooh, increased blood pressure, even brain activity. Like you said, when my brain is drifting, I'm supposed to be working, but I'm thinking about a nice cleavage that walked by. You can tell all that.
Yes, and you did not take any enhancement drugs of any kind, correct?
Not like marijuana, cocaine, heroin.
No, I mean like, you know, any of the erectile enhancements.
Oh, Doc, I did. I didn't share that with you. I wasn't completely honest. I did. Yeah, I had to. I had to. Come on. You saw the level of activity. In fact, you told me that the peak of activity showed up on the that SEMEN device, that monitoring electronic,
right.
That it showed as my activity peaking, I would have said, you know, when did it peak? And you said, which time? And I said, what do you mean? And you said, it peaked 7 times over in the course of 48 hours.
Yeah, this would be remarkable had you not taken any kind of enhancement.
I didn't want
but
to.
I mean, even the fact that you have, it's still remarkable. I mean, holy cow.
What does the SEMEN stand for?
That stands for Sexual Exhaustion Monitoring Electronic Notifier.
I have a question for the doctor.
Yes, doctor, this is Dan Strauss.
Hi, Dan.
How many people, like on a given week, how many people do you inject this thing into and monitor?
And by the way, it comes out. He's taking it out tomorrow.
Okay.
Watch me for the rest of my life.
And then maybe what a percentage is women that you do that with?
We monitor about 1,500 people a week, but we don't inject everybody with the tip. There are other ways to monitor, like, you know, like you would for a heart monitor.
You wear an external device.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Tape to
you. And we do it because it's a sexually oriented, you know, monitoring. So we call it injeculation.
Injeculation.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing you told me is it's off-putting. It puts women off if you get in bed and they go, ooh, what's that thing strapped on your chest that looks like a transistor radio?
Yeah.
You don't want any evidence that you're being... Because then she's going to think, ooh, am I being watched or monitored? So she has had no clue that the activity is being... Now, you told me, and this is very interesting, you told me that had in that... And we were in a hotel locally, which I've never done. Unless we're catching a flight at 3 in the morning, we've done that once. I don't do the stay-in-town thing, but we did here this weekend. And you said that had the alarm, the alert, or whatever it is, gone off, that I had crossed over into the danger zone, you would have had paramedics in my room within 30 seconds.
Right. We've got We got them on call, and you were so very, very close.
Now, you know what's funny? You said they were outside my door in the middle of the night. I never knew that. And now that I'm thinking about it, I do remember seeing what I thought was one of the cleaning crew. That guy was a paramedic. He was a paramedic. And you said at one point when she just couldn't seem to get enough and I was doing my best, I remember hearing the hotel door handle move. Just he was about to come in to throw the paddles on me.
Wow. They were ready to go. Yeah, they were very, very scared.
And you said the level then dropped one centilliometer. I don't know what that means, but you do, which means, okay, he's not going to have a stroke or heart attack. It looks like he might make it through this, and they didn't come in the room.
That's correct.
I came that close, Peon.
There were four people outside of your door.
Wow, this is some system. I know the bill, I haven't gotten it yet, but it's going to be sizable. He told me this is going to cost me about $6,000.
Holy cow.
For the monitoring and having the people there and all that stuff. Hey, let me tell you something. It's worth it to save your life. If somebody said, hey, you'll either die or pay $6,000, what would you do? You pay $6,000. You said the first real peak came and hit the tablet or iPad or whatever you use at about, I think you said about 7 o'clock Thursday night. Now, I was out of here at 6, and you said 7.
You must have just hit the door and everything.
Doctor, I didn't hit the, my wife actually picked me up, but between here and there, by the time we got to the hotel, it was almost 7. She had already started trying things in the car.
Oh, man.
And I was not prepared for
that. Who was driving? You or her?
No, that's what's so really incredible. She was driving and doing stuff.
Holy cow.
To herself and to me.
Oh.
And he said that needle started going crazy. And the doctor said he thought to himself, wait a minute, they haven't even checked in yet.
That's exactly what went through my mind.
That's how out of control she was.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't thank you enough.
What anniversary was this?
44.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're just happy you're still with us. That's all I can say.
Well, I hope I'm with you till there's a 50th, and we've already made arrangements, and I've signed an agreement, and you've signed an agreement to be available this time next year. And I will probably need the same monitoring a year from now.
And I think the chip worked great, the injection chip. So we'll do that again if it's okay with you.
All right. Doctor, thank you so much, and thanks for going above me. I didn't even know about the paramedic thing. That was an added bonus. I guess it makes it now well worth it. So thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Hi, doctor.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Tom Nottingham, head of sexual exhaustion research, University of Alberta, and also works with Mayo. I think you've heard these names. Mayo, Johns Hopkins.
Sure.
Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Walter Reed. Ring a bell?
Yep.
Yeah. Loma Linda? Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ever heard of Barnes?
Yes.
He works with all those.
Wow.
Take the chip out tomorrow. Glad to be here, boys. I'm just glad to be here.
Wow.
What a weekend.
Amazing you made it.
What a weekend. Whew. Feels good to survive something.
Oh, sure.
You ever survived anything that was almost touch and go?
Come through the other side or something like that?
Yeah.
Just once when she was just couldn't seem to be getting, you know, quite enough, I saw just a white light for just a moment. I saw a bright white light and a welcoming kind of feeling.
You thought you were going to passing out?
No, I thought I was crossing over into that, you know, near-death experience.
Wow.
And then I remember she slapped me and she said, what's the matter with you? Don't you fizzle on me. That's what she said. Don't you fizzle out on me. He slapped me and I came back around.
I can't. You're so open about all this.
I know. I don't normally talk about this.
No.
Because I was surprised by it. I knew it was building and building over the years, but I never saw this.
Oh.
So welcome to the show. And it is true. Thursday and Friday night, we stayed somewhere. Now, there was a concert Thursday night that I wanted to see. Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan. To you non-country people, it doesn't mean anything to you. But to the country crowd, the real country crowd, it means a lot. Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan. I will tell you, those two have still got it. It was a terrific show.
And they were big in the 90s when country was really...
They were big in the 80s.
Hitting it, yeah, hitting its
That's when
too.
I was in country radio, it was the 80s, and they were huge, and they both looked great. And then the next night, Friday night, Loretta Lynn was in town, and she packed the place. And You'd have to look up how old is Loretta. I meant to do it. I think we think Loretta Lynn is a lot older than she is. I think everybody thinks she's like 85 or something. I don't think she is. I think she's probably only in her 70s.
I have a friend that went to that.
83?
Wow. A friend that went to that show.
She is as old as we think. Went to Loretta Lynn?
Yes. Yeah.
Did he?
Loved it.
Yeah. But see, that's an act you don't know. She's 83, and you go, when she comes out, and she's just kind of going through the motions, you can't sing anymore. But the truth is, Loretta Lynn was never a great singer to begin with. She was a country singer. Johnny Cash wasn't a great singer.
No.
You'd admit that. He was a stylist. She's a stylist. And I think it's easier to hang on to style than it is to hang on to your voice if you're a really great singer. So I'm sure that was a great show. And it was interesting because this probably is the only anniversary because we, and I'm not kidding, we just don't make a big deal out of birthdays. For the kids, Christmas is a big deal. We always acknowledge each other's birthday. But I've never been a believer in that. Feeling obligated to give a gift. We don't do it in our family. And for whatever reason, and it started with this Pam Tillis Loretta Lynn thing, I said, let's go to that concert, and that'll be your anniversary present. She said, we don't give each other. I said, well, I'll make an exception. That'll be your present. She said, okay, that's how it started. And then I realized when it was over, it was going to be late. We're an hour from home. And I thought, let's just spend the night there. So we did. And it was so tremendous, and the room was so nice, and the food was so good, I thought, I'll see if I can get the room for another night. So we got the room for another night. Came home, grabbed a couple of things, went back. And it was nice because we don't do that. I know there are people that do the staycation.
Yeah,
everything has to have a name. You know?
Yeah.
And they'll get we have a staycation special for people who live in St. Louis. If you stay at the DoubleTree for 3 days and 2 nights, you get this package and the spa thing. I've never done that. Never done it. And we did it, and it worked out really, really well. And it was fun. It's not something I would do often, but it was good. A couple of observations, I guess. One is that we were at a bar in this hotel complex, and Pian, you've been a bartender.
Sure.
I was very impressed. I'm impressed by bartenders because of what they have to know and because of what they have to put up with. And how they know what a purple screaming hootin' man is. I'll never know how they learn all these drinks. But when we were ready to leave and go to the show, we'd had a bite to eat. You could eat at the bar. I wrote on the thing the amount of the tip. And I handed her, and she closed it up, said thank you, and put it over with a stack of others, and went about her business. Now, I'd want to know right then how much that person tipped me. Not because I'm going to chase them down. Is that normal? She didn't even look at it, and it kind of made me mad because I wanted her to see it, because I'm a big tipper.
I think so.
I'm a 25-30% guy.
A lot of them don't, they don't look at it.
Because they're told not to, because it looks awkward.
I'm sure.
And it's not right to the customer to stare at what they gave you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, I guess I get that.
And you really don't, especially with credit card receipts, you really don't enter all that stuff, at least we didn't, until the end of the night when you're closing out all your tabs then.
Right, but then how do you put the tip with the face of the person? I mean, I'm saying.
I guess you really, yeah.
You don't.
I mean, you would only, regulars. You'd have to be a regular where you get to know.
Right.
But somebody that's just there once, tipping you once, you're not going to really remember.
We had a waitress for one meal called Caitlin, so I called her Bruce the whole night. Because she might as well get used to it. This is what's going to happen. No, she might as well get used to it. I said, thank you, Bruce.
And she said, get it at first?
No. She said, what? And I said, can I call you Bruce? And she said, why? And I said, Jenner. She said, okay, yeah, that. Sure. I said, you might as well let me help you get used to it because this is what's going to happen. And then one last thing, and we'll take a break, and we'll do the Burke segment. I just want guys who aren't married to understand how marriage really works. This was a terrific weekend. It really was, and she really enjoyed it, and it kills me to say it, but I enjoyed it. As soon as we got home, let me explain how I use salt.
Wow.
I salt everything. I salt everything. I salt salt. Okay? I mean, so we have a Morton salt thing. It's like a big can thing with a dial
spout.
Top where it's a single hole or perforated, or you can pour. That's what I use to salt food. I don't use a salt shaker. I reach up in the cabinet.
The big canister.
I use the big canister. And I put it down on the counter after I salted something. She walks through the kitchen. This is absolutely true. She walks through the kitchen, and I said, I'm going to give you verbatim my words, then her words. I said, you know what? That actually was a really, really nice last couple of days. And she said, you left the salt out.
Back to the real world.
And it's, and that's when I thought, okay, it's over. It's over. You left the salt out.
Yep.
That's the only thing she could come back with.
The romance is over now.
You left the salt out.
The anniversary was finished.
Brother. All right, we're going to do some business, take a break, come back. Burke segment, take your calls, whatever. It's Monday. Jose will be in about 4:15. I'm getting a lot of really nice response about precision coatings. And some of that response is in the form of people who are contacting me or the station. They don't know how to get a hold of me, and I don't know how that could be. It's frankopinion@yahoo.com, or you go to frankopinion.com. Either way, what's the name of the painters? How do I get a hold of the painters? Which tells me there are lots of people who need painting done outside the house, inside the house, and they don't know where to go get a good painter. And I get that. How would you know? Unless you had used a painter and you really liked them. And you don't know that you can always go with just some generic sort of overall handyman thing. Maybe the handy guy is really handy at plumbing, but he's not that great a painter. These people are painters, first and foremost. Painting and deck refurbishing, that's what they do. And a lot of deck refurbishing has to do with paint. There's a lot of paint that goes, stain that goes into that. The name is Precision Coatings, and I'm going to give you the number in a moment if you'll find a way to remember it. And if you don't, all you have to find a way to remember is frankopinion.com. If you have a computer, a smartphone, or a tablet, or whatever, because you go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, and there it is, a link to their site and their phone number, which is 636-244-5243. They use exclusively Sherwin-Williams products. This is a father and a son-in-law. Another great family business. St. Louis family business. Precision Coatings. I didn't name the place. If I had, I would have said, or if I had gotten to them early, I'd have said, why don't you call your business Really Great Painters or something? But Precision Coatings, I guess, is a pretty good name because there is some precision, if you want to use that word, that's involved in painting. My dad was a house painter. When I was little, and I mean like six, five, six, seven, I have a real faint memory of him with those white coveralls and paint all over him. And the back of his old Ford with paint cans and brushes. And those little rulers, sticks they used to stir paint, wooden paddle things.
Oh, yeah.
Because back then, paint was, I think, oil-based or something. And when you'd open the can, it had like 2 inches of oil
separated,
sitting on top. So they had to stir and stir and stir and stir. And there were none of these electronic robotic shakers that you see. No, they didn't have that. So I do remember that, but I remember my dad was so precise. So precision is a good word. My dad could paint where the wall met the ceiling without masking, without the painter's tape, and it was perfect. He just had a way with a brush. He could use one hair of that brush if he had to, just to fill in that tiny little speck that didn't get it and not mess up that straight line. And that's what I think about when I think of precision and painting. Precision Coatings. I'd like to think that... I'd like to think that these are guys my dad would hire if he were able to do that, knowing a lot about painting. Now, anymore, he wouldn't, because painting has changed. Paint has changed. So if you want it done right and you don't want to do it and you don't want to get on a ladder, you don't want your parents on a ladder, you might want to pass this along to them. Precision Coatings. And again, they also do deck refurbishing. Pressure washing, I think it's good to know they know how to do that, because I think a lot of paint jobs, especially exterior, involve pressure washing, if you do it right. Now, there will be painters that paint it without pressure washing. I'm sure there'll be painters that won't put a kills or whatever the heck goes on before the painting. You want it right if you're going to do it, or you're going to be repainting it again before you should have to. Drywall repair and garage floor epoxy. Precision Coatings, 636-244-5243.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, if you're going westbound 44 downtown from about the Museal Veterans Bridge to Lumiere Place, they had road work going on. They just now picked it up, so it's still a little bit of a slowdown there. And westbound 40, we're heavy now from Hampton to McCausland, a little bit slow against Spady out through Highway 270. And it just looks like some volume is starting to build now on southbound 270 around Manchester through Doherty Ferry. In this traffic report, it is brought to you by Staples. They have great deals for your business, from laptops, tablets, smartphones, services like setup and repair, even free recycling of old technology. Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Station Turbo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550 KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Some people call me the world's highest paid motivational trainer, and some people call me crazy because I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my best-selling book, The Motivation Manifesto. In fact, it's a New York Times bestseller, and you can get it free by calling 1-800-700-3630. If you're drowning in the day's agenda, craving fulfillment and freedom, you need this book. You'll discover the 9 declarations for reclaiming your personal power. Unmask the major enemies that are holding you back and learn the secrets to defeating them once and for all. I'll show you how to get back in control of your life so you can finally achieve the success you've dreamed of. Financial freedom, emotional freedom, time freedom. I'm so passionate about changing lives, I want you to have the Motivation Manifesto for free. But due to high demand, I can only offer 1 free hardback copy per household. To find out how to get yours while supplies last, call now, 1-800-700-3630. That's 1-800-700-3630.
Hey, Cardinal fans, the weekend of July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Cardinals take on the San Diego Padres, and it's a great weekend of giveaways as well. Friday, July 3rd is the 1982 replica World Series championship ring. After the game, Cooper Tires will present fireworks at the ballpark. Saturday, July 4th, it's the adult camo print jersey presented by Ford. Sunday, July 5th, it's the Ozzie Smith bronze statue giveaway presented by Edward Jones. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Here comes Ozzie! That's a winner!
As we all know, there was nothing like watching a Wizard Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith in action. Fans, this is Adam Wainwright, and on Sunday, July 5th, we take on the Padres. That day is the Ozzie Smith statue giveaway, presented by Edward Jones. This replica statue is just like the one that sits outside Busch Stadium, and 25,000 fans 16 and older will take home the Wizard to add to their collection. That's July 5th, when we take on the Padres. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
That's a winner!
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-805-8341. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-805-8341. That's 1-800-805-8341. 1-800-805-8341.
Waiting for deer season deals? They're back. Get 0% financing or big cash off on a new John Deere compact tractor, utility tractor, or pull type A tool. Get your deer season deal today. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit Sloan Implement at any of our 14 Illinois locations. Or find us online at Sloan's.com and MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Harrisburg City Islanders on Saturday, June 13th at 7:30. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the New Balance Rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/morepoints. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
Quick invitation from me to play a little pinball, and then we will do the Burke segment. See what these guys have to talk about. I need to save my strength. I'm being monitored. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. Dan, get your harmonica, will you?
All right.
This is my request. When I stop being flooded with requests to do this, I'll stop doing it. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, it's a store that's in a big dome building, a big copper dome. And it's in the valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm inviting you to go in and play pinball. This offer will come to an end here pretty soon. I know a lot of people say that. Act now, rates will go up. And you realize they said that 5 years ago. Trust me, the pinball offer is not going to be around for 5 years, not even five more weeks. And it's simply this. You go into a meeting, say, and say it proudly. Don't go in and go, yeah, I'm aiming the PM. No, come on. You're aiming the PM, for goodness sakes. You walk in there and you go, can they say, can I help? And you go, yes, I'm AM in the PM. You say it like that. And say, and I'd like to play pinball. You'll be escorted to the Star Trek pinball machine. You'll play one game. Standard pinball game is three balls. You shoot one till it drops. Then you shoot the second one till it drops. Then you shoot the third one, and they will note your score and your name. You're not going to have to buy the machine. You don't have to buy anything. Top five scores will be notified at your convenience. You come back and you play again. And of those five, the high score gets a $500 gift certificate to Amini's. Now, what if you got lucky? You went in there and you just had a lucky run, and it ended up being a $500 gift certificate. What'd it take you, a minute to play that game, maybe? 2 minutes? So do that if you would. I realize lots of you, because they tell me this, go in and you proudly declare your AM and the PM, and then you don't play the game. That's fine. That's fine. I just want you to see the store. That's what this is all about. And sometimes to get people in, you need to dangle something at them. So I'm dangling a pinball game. And potentially $500 worth of Amini's stuff. Now, here's what you're going to find when you get in there. One, you're going to find it's tough to leave, because there's a lot to see, and it's fun. It's fun. It's also beautiful. Some of it's not so much fun. Lighting is not necessarily fun, but it's gorgeous. The Jaffe Lighting Collection. I believe the only place you can see it is Amini's. Home theater furniture. Leather. Pool tables, shuffleboard, pinball, arcade, area rugs. Area rugs are a huge deal now, because so many people have dumped carpeting and have opted for wood floors or tile in lots of the house. So what do they do? Well, we don't want carpet anymore. We want hard floor, but let's put carpet over it. Yes. Let's put a carpet over the floor we redid, because we didn't want carpet. Go figure, but they're beautiful. Some are handmade, some are machine-made. You can pay a few hundred or several thousand. That's the beautiful thing about this store. And it's a collection of things nobody else has. Now, lots of people have patio furniture, but not the patio furniture the way Amini's sells it, because Amini's refuses to sell any junk, which means you're not going to get an entire patio set of anything for $500. You're not going to do it. But if you want the stuff that's going to last, or if you prefer to keep throwing stuff out, giving it to Goodwill, throwing it in the dumpster, and rebuying, okay, you do that. Amini's, please, accept the invitation and go in. They're in the valley, It's A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis. Their website is aminis.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I do.
I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss. Dan, it's all yours.
Thank you so much,
you're welcome,
Frank. We went to, I'm in a band.
What?
I don't know if I've mentioned that.
No.
Yeah. It's called the Southside Johnny Band. We played the St. Simon picnic, parish picnic over the weekend Saturday.
What was St. Simon, the saint of what?
I don't know.
Well, how
sure.
Rude. You go and you play in their on their turf, and you don't even bother to look up. Like, isn't St. Christopher?
I think he's in a pot.
Good luck or something?
The actual church name is St. Simon the Apostle. So Simon was an apostle, I believe.
Mm, okay, that's good enough.
So one of the apostles became a saint.
We'll go with that.
Okay, so.
You showed me some pictures. It almost looked like your famous band.
Man, it was.
Huge crowd.
It was a huge crowd, a great crowd, a fun crowd, and I have never had so many people come up to me saying that they were AM and the PM. It was unbelievable. How many people came up and said they were AM and the PM? It was great.
Are you asking me how many?
I couldn't even count how many. They just kept coming up saying they were AM and the PM, and they loved the show. I did meet someone that came walking up to me, and she said, "You may not recognize me." I recognized her name and remembered her from when we worked at Sambo's together back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Now, for those who don't know, for those of you who say to yourselves, boy, that Dan Strauss, he does impressions, he plays the harmonica, he plays bass, he's on a radio show. What else has he done? Well, the answer, only part of the answer to that is at one time he was assistant manager at Sambo's restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Now, did she say it in a way that made you think, oh, maybe I had her child and she's going to introduce me to my 25-year-old son I never met?
No.
Or did she say it in a way like, you fired me, you bastard?
No, she didn't say it like that, no, but she did say you.
And by the way, bastard is not a curse word.
We've
established this.
No.
It means out of wedlock, born out of wedlock.
Yes, yeah.
So she was happy to see you.
Yeah, she was happy to see me and just said I.
Now, when did you get fired from there? Did you actually
from
close
Sambo's?
The Sambo's
no.
chain down single-handedly?
I think I did.
Yeah.
And they went from Sambo's to Seasons to. And back then, it started off, the whole thing started off about, oh, you can't have a name. You can't have a name like that for
racial.
A restaurant. It's racial.
So you left Sambo's on your own.
Yes.
Well, you know, here's the story. You leave and look what happens.
Yeah.
The whole chain goes down.
Yeah, they went down, down the tubes.
I'll show them.
But I did get to meet someone that was AM and the PM. They took me over to introduce me to the father-in-law. The entire family was AM and the PM. And one of the guys said, oh, I heard when you sang with your daughter on the air.
Hold on, what daughter?
And the one of the guys says, you have a daughter?
Okay, that proves it. They passed the test.
That was so funny.
They are listeners.
But I just wanted to say hi and thanks to everyone that did that came out. And had a fun.
We went to a church for a short time where you had to ask permission to do everything. It was St. Simon Says.
Oh, yeah.
And if you did it and you go, you have to say St. Simon Says.
Yeah.
It threw you out of the church.
Well, church kind of is like Simon Says. You kneel at a certain point, you stand up, you sit
it
down.
It kind of is.
Yeah, it is.
You have to know it, though. The priest doesn't say, all right, now. Well, sometimes he does. Now you can.
Did you ever play that dumb game, by the way? Simon Says.
Yes. Yes.
What a ridiculous.
Yeah,
Here, let me see if I can remember how it works. You go, spell auto, and you say, hey, I didn't say Simon Says.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They have to say Simon Says.
It's like bingo almost. You have the caller, and then you have a group of people.
Like what?
Like bingo.
Oh.
You have a caller
that calls.
Calling out the things, and, you know, a crowd of people, you know, trying
to
do his movements.
Well, and what they do is they try to get you in a mindset where you say, okay, Simon Says, jump up and down.
Right.
Simon Says, hold up your right hand. Simon Says,
you
hold up your
You try to do it real
foot.
Quick, and then you throw them off by saying something real quick.
Take
Simon Says,
forward.
Open the door. Okay, now close the door. I didn't say Simon Says. What a dumb
you're
game.
Out. Yeah,
you're out.
If you think about it,
yeah.
It's just stupid.
You were out. That you would be out of the game, and then you'd have to wait until everyone was out and then get back in.
Now, do you get paid for this, or is this a volunteer?
No, we got paid for it.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
Yeah, we get paid for that.
Right. Thank you to those of you who came up and
your
aim of the PM.
Yeah. Our show, I think, is going to make it.
Well, I disagree.
No, I don't think
we'll see. I thought that till about 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I disagree. Anything else?
No.
Beyond anything?
No, I don't.
Wow, this really. Is unusual.
I know.
Okay,
close. It was a low-key weekend.
Shut it down.
Oh.
Work segment is officially closed. One other thing I do want to mention. The honeymoon was actually... Not honeymoon. That's
whoa.
A, yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't... You know,
it
we
felt like a honeymoon.
But we didn't have a honeymoon.
You guys
so it
doing
did feel
it like rabbits.
It, well, it did feel like honeymoon because we never had a honeymoon. We never had a honeymoon. So when we get to the hotel... Now, keep in mind, I had a reservation for one night. We're staying one night. I leave here at 6. We're there just about a little before 7. We have a show to see at 8. Show gets out at 9:30. Checkout's 11. Okay? We unpack. I'm not making this up. This is the exact number. She had 5 pairs of shoes. This was before deciding to stay a second night. This is a one-night deal. And I just said, why did you bring 5 pairs of shoes? Here's part of the answer. I didn't know if it was going to rain. This is women. This is women.
So was one of the pairs a pair of galoshes?
No, but I guess one pair of shoes, there's a dressier pair that you don't mind if they get any water on them, and there's a pair you don't want water on. And then I guess there's a casual pair you don't mind if water get on.
So there's a set of each.
Yeah, and then that fifth pair, I'm not sure about that, unless that was just sort of the, if something happened, and the heel came off. You know what I'm saying? Who knows?
How many pairs of shoes did you bring?
One. I was wearing them. Oh, my goodness. And our hanging bag, I know that I took a shirt and a pair of pants, one pair of underwear, and one pair of socks. That's what I took one night. I don't even know what was in this hanging bag, but it was thick, so there had to be, I don't know, 3 or 4 different outfits or things in there. And they'll give you I might spill something on one. It might be chilly in the building. I don't know how they keep the temperature. They have all these reasons that they have to have all these things. Nah, I don't know. Not trying to discourage anybody. As I've said before, marriage is a one, thing. Saw a couple of movies this weekend. I'll get into that later. One was really good, and one was exactly what I thought it would be. And you'll know exactly what I mean by that when we get to it. And one of the both the movies we saw right not far from here, they converted this Olive, this thing on Olive that's just west of 270 to an all luxury. Have you ever been?
Yes. No.
Man,
like
I'm gonna tell you something. It's a little pricey.
Oh, with the recliners and everything?
Goodness, I
order
love
food. And,
I
yeah,
love
no,
this.
I won't go to a regular theater anymore because we don't go that often. So every time we go, it's one of those
And
places.
You don't have anybody right in front of you.
They wait on you too, right?
Yes. You don't have anybody right next to you. It's great. Nobody's right behind you. So if they laugh at a scene and they got popcorn in their mouth, they spit on the back of your head. None of that because you're separated from everybody.
You can go online days before and order your seats, and you can pick which. So you can pick that. You know, if you're if you go early enough online to do it, you can get the best seats in the center of the theater. And yeah,
I'm telling you, it's fantastic. If you don't mind throwing a couple extra bucks at them, you don't have to eat. There's no go and go. No, thank you. I don't want anything. Just enjoy the recliner,
or just get popcorn. What you normally you don't have
you
to
do that anyway. And if as far as the ticket, what is it like $3 more or something?
Oh, it's than totally
a regular
worth
ticket?
It.
Yeah, it's if you ever get and the one on Olive. That's I think that's all they have now is those big plush recliner things. So that's where we saw both of these movies. Congratulations to whatever the guy's name is, Wawrinka or whatever, who won the French Open. Boy, I know most people aren't into tennis, but what a match. That was
I watched it from start to finish with Djokovic.
That's when you get your money's worth if you go to it. Those people that pay to go see that, they got their money's worth.
I felt bad for Djokovic, but that guy, man, could he hit the ball.
I'm not going to dwell on this because most people don't care about tennis. I would feel bad for him if it weren't for the fact that he's such, he showboats so much during the game, that fist pumping and all that stuff during the game. I get sick of it. He shows a little too much. But afterwards, he's always a gentleman. And
one of the things that I liked about him, he came out, and I can't remember if it was Wimbledon or one of the tournaments, they had a big rain delay. And he came out and started messing around with the crowd. And he started imitating everyone's serve. And then all the players were standing around watching him laughing. And he was doing all the women and the guys. And he was yelling out.
No, they say he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy. And then real quickly, I'm mad because I didn't get to see the Tonys last night. And my wife forgot to record it. And, of course, I'm kidding. I don't care that I don't get to see it. I was going to watch it to kind of make fun of it. You didn't see it.
Missed it.
No, of course not. I did. You happened to catch, though, the Triple Crown.
The Triple Crown.
And I didn't.
I didn't catch either of the first two races, but I happened to be in front of a TV.
But isn't this an interesting thing about horse racing? Most people, and by most, I mean most people, don't give two hoots about horse racing, except the gamblers who gamble on any horse race anywhere until this Triple Crown thing comes along.
Oh, sure, yeah, the big three races.
They couldn't tell you the name of any racehorse.
No.
Until this, and then they're glued to it for an hour or 2 minutes or whatever.
It was fun to watch, though. He was out. Boy, that horse was out in front. You don't usually see a horse go out front early and then just stay in the lead the whole race.
But can you think of any other sport where there's that much attention and no attention the rest of the year to the sport?
No.
I can't. It's incredible.
Well, soccer, the World Cup, maybe, but that's once every...
No way. There's no way the World Cup draws the crowd that the Derby...
Viewership?
Or the, I don't think so.
I bet it's bigger than you would think.
Well, you're wrong again.
Okay.
American Equity Mortgage is the longest-running advertiser we have, and thank them for that. You can thank them, and you can help us by making sure when you do business with them, you let them know where you heard about them. You just, again, proudly say I'm AM and the PM. You go to them for a couple of reasons. You go to them for a mortgage, of course. It's American Equity Mortgage. You want to buy a house. You want to change houses, sell one, get another one, need another mortgage, need a second mortgage. American Equity Mortgage. Or let's say you're a homeowner and you finally realize that you got something very valuable in your back pocket to use when it comes time to borrow money for something you need, and that's equity. Equity is the part of the house you own. That's your part, and it's worth something. And that's something it's worth can get you a loan at a really, really low, well, as low as today's low mortgage rates are, and they're really low. So do that. Borrow whatever money you need the smart way if you're a homeowner, and they will make it so easy